Oh, hello, respected viewers. It's George Myland. Welcome back to the channel. It always takes a few seconds up there to tell me that it's actually rolling. Anyway, Requiescat in Pace, Michael Parkinson. So the veteran British broadcaster has been summoned to the great big recording studio in the sky at the age of 8 and 80 years. So he was one of the greatest names in British television for decades. And he had over 2,000 people appear on his show that bore his name. It was known quite simply as Parkinson. The celebrated American boxer, Muhammad Ali, formerly Cassius Clay, he appeared on his show in 1971, again, 1974, then 1981. The Northern Ireland football star, George Best and Notorious Wino, he was on the show on several occasions, and he indeed became firm friends with Parkinson. Shirley Temple was a 1930s film star. When she's a little girl, she was on it as well. And all-round comedy genius Peter Sellers, he was on it, playing his ukulele in 1974. Morecambe and Wise, this dynamic duo of comedians, those are their stage names, by the way, who were an absolute staple of 1970s Christmas shows in the United Kingdom. They appeared on his show as well, obviously as a duo. And Sir Billy Connolly, unfortunately, Sir Billy Connolly is stricken with Parkinson's, cruelly enough, of all things. And Sir Billy, he really got his big break on Parkinson. He wasn't much known outside Scotland or even Glasgow till he appeared on Parkinson's. And it was that, I think, fart was it the fart in the spacesuit joke? No, it was the one about parking the bike in between the dead wife's buttocks. So that really shot his name to stardom. Anyway, he's dying of Parkinson's, sadly, but he was on the show. And this is a regret I will take to the grave with me that I never saw Sir Billy perform live. The fact that Parkinson has died underscores yet again the cruciality of doing what you want to now. You know, carpe diem. Nobody ever quotes the next bit of Horace saying trusting in the future as little as possible, right? And there's nothing you want to do, you can do it now. Do it now. You might not get a chance later, so don't be thinking of the long term too much. Whereas I try not to be too anxious about money. There's a time when you won't have to worry about money anymore. I remember when Sir Billy appeared with Tom Cruise, and Sir Billy had people laughing so much in his send up of the Olympics. Tom Cruise was more or less having twins with laughter in the corner there. And it goes on, the famous naturalist Sir David Attenborough, Sir Paul McCartney, more and more and more people were on it. David Bowie, Tom Hanks, you know, the Hollywood film star, Posh and Bex, that's Victoria Beckham. And David Beckham, and she vouchsafed that her husband is known as Golden Balls in private. The famous comedian Peter Kay, and indeed George Clooney, another American film star, Sir Michael Caine, is about the same vintage as Parkinson. And there's a controversial interview that he ran with Helen Mirren in the 1970s, when he talked about her attributes, which feminists were said it was sexist, as in really saying she was a very good-looking young lady. But she came on it when she portrayed the Queen in that 2006 film. The late Victoria Wood, Will Smith, another Hollywood star, and Dame Judi Dench, and indeed the youthful Boris Johnson. So he came from Barnsley in Yorkshire, and he always spoke in a mild Yorkshire accent. So he was quite an Iberacophile. He was a cricket enthusiast. He came from a family without a great deal of money, and it didn't pursue a great deal of higher education. So he was widely liked as being seen as gentlemanly, affable, and he had an understated style. And he didn't try to overshadow his guests. So many people are overbearing, but he wasn't. He gave him a chance to speak while still, you know, controlling the conversation when needed to be. So he started out as a journalist reporting on Yorkshire cricket from Headingley and elsewhere. So Yorkshire being the largest county in England and indeed in the United Kingdom. What else can I say? So I don't think there were any skeletons in his cupboard. So he had been roundly lauded by the great and the good of the broadcasting world in the United Kingdom and indeed beyond. So Parkinson was a major show from the 1970s until very recent times. And I'll never forget when he had Ali G on, who was, of course, the humorous Sacha Baron Cohen. Ali G, around the millennium, he was very famous, playing this racially ambiguous youth from Staines, this town in the Lower Thames Valley. who came from a boringly bourgeois background but wanted to pretend to be ghetto, have a bit more street cred by suggesting he was a gangster. It was when Sacha Baron Cohen realized that middle-class boys in their late teens, early 20s, felt it was terribly tedious to come from a very safe background and they wanted to appear tough, and they're speaking Jafakan. So anyway, Ali G embodied that, and Ali G goes on and says to Parkinson, I'm just on here as a favor to me Nan, because the price of me being on this show is that you have to go on a date with her. She said the venue will be the Harvester in Staines. Me expects you to be the perfect gentleman. Trouble is she don't though. She said to tell you they has got rooms upstairs, if you know what I mean. And so it goes on. So it was a heartthrob for ladies d'un certain âge. So he'd always been fascinated by films. And of course, they say never meet your heroes, but that's exactly what he did. And he managed to meet a lot of these Hollywood luminaries later in life and indeed interview them. So he was never aggressive in his interviewing style. Was he on the bland side? So he came from Cudworth, South Yorkshire, not too far from Barnsley. His father was a miner. He used to go to the Working Men's Club. Read the Manchester Guardian. It's now simply called the Guardian. He later became a Guardian journalist. He appeared to have no political opinions, not that we know of. And he once went down the horridly named Grimethorpe Colliery, as in with his father, and it really put Parkinson off for life. He decided to find another job. He had a childhood ambition to marry Lauren Bacall. Well, that never came to pass. She was a bit older than him as well. So he passed O levels, as in ordinary levels. The people did it 16, but they were very, very difficult. They're more like A levels back then. A lot of people left school without any qualifications whatsoever. He used to write essays for his friends. Anyway, as I say, he was a cricket reporter in Barnsley and elsewhere. So he was always quite into sports. In those days, all British boys had to do compulsory military service called National Service for 2 years. You could opt for the Army, the Navy, the Royal Air Force, or the Royal Marines, the Marines being really attached to the Royal Navy. You didn't necessarily get your first choice. I think you also expressed some choice about the regiment if you're in the Army. And again, you didn't always get it. And so that was his first time he went abroad because people, you know, international was very, very expensive. So he was in the British Army and he was even sent to fight in Suez in 1956. So he left that and went back into journalism. And then he got married in 1959 to Mary Hennigan, with whom he was blessed with children. So then later on he was in London, but he always stressed his Yorkshire roots, and it was a Iberacophile, as I think I said. Okay, so he wrote for the Daily Express and things like that. He got into television in 1971. He'd worked for Granada in 1969 and interviewed Sir Laurence Olivier, who was a grand old man of the West End back then. And so he thought his show would be a little bit similar to the Ed Sullivan Show, be an entertainment thing. But Ed Sullivan was an odd person to have doing it. He was doing it to the early 70s, who was old and old style. And America's last oil reserves were in Ed Sullivan's hair, where it was slicked back. In the 1970s, he still had a sort of 1930s aesthetic, and wearing a suit and tie. And he thought this really wouldn't appeal to Diouf. He presented the Beatles and things like that. That was Parkinson. Interviewed just about everybody who was anyone on television. And I think he stayed with his wife always. He had a short illness and he's now died. Well, that's it. He was on other people's shows, on Piers Morgan's live show, on Loose Women, This Morning, The Graham Norton Show, and multiple other stories. So thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. So please donate, really need donations to keep this going. GeorgeCallahan79@gmail.com, which is on PayPal. Toodle pip.